रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर 39 किंग सगरस हॉर्स सैक्रिफाइस। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। When the narrative had come to an end, Rama said to Vishwamitra with a pleased heart, Hail to thee, thou holy one! Great is my desire to hear the story in all its details of how my ancestor celebrated that sacrifice. Greatly amused at the eagerness displayed by Rama, Vishwamitra replied with a smile, Nothing would give me greater pleasure. See you yon abode of snow and ice, the sky-topped Himalaya. He is the father-in-law of the black-throated one and faces proudly the far-famed Vindhya, and between them lies a broad and smiling land. Regarded as one of the holiest spots on earth, for countless have been the sacrifices performed therein, and your ancestor of honored memory, the righteous Sagara, celebrated his Ashwamedha there. Amshuman, the favorite grandson of the monarch, was directed to go along with the consecrated horse and guard it. A mighty warrior was he, King Sagara, and a famous general, and while he was duly conducting the sacrifice, Indra assumed the shape of a Rakshasa and spirited away the consecrated horse. Thereat, the sacrificial priests cried out to the king, The consecrated horse has been taken away on this all-important day. Slay the robber and bring back the horse. Such a defeat as this is fraught with danger to all of us. So, see to it that the sacrifice comes to a safe and speedy end. Thereupon, the mighty monarch turned to his sons, 60,000 of them, and addressed them in the pride of his power and glory. No room see I for any Rakshasa to interfere with this sacrifice of mine, conducted as it is by such able priests as these, with souls purified by powerful mantras. So heed ye these words of mine. Go forth, my sons, and search this earth through and through, every inch of it, if ye come not upon them. And I shall stay here consecrated with my grandson and the priests till the horse comes back. Ordered thus by their honored sire, the valiant sons of Sagara issued forthwith on their fearless quest with cheerful hearts. They searched the surface of the earth from end to end, but found not the horse nor the thief. Then they began to delve into the earth, a yojana every one of them, with their adamantine nails, with tridents hard as thunderbolts, and with terrible plowshares. Whereupon a patient earth, thus pierced in her vitals, began to emit loud cries of distress, rendered all the more terrible by the fearful shrieks of the dying Nagas, Asuras, Rakshasas, and other mighty creatures whom, in their wantonness, the infuriated sons of Sagara slaughtered by thousands. Yet they dug into the bowels of the earth for 60,000 yojanas and raged far and wide through the mountainous Jambudvipa. Thereupon the gods Gandharvas, the Asuras and the Pannagas sought out Lord Brahma and addressed him with affrighted and woebegone countenances. O Lord, behold this wicked sons of Sagara piercing into the very bowels of the earth and slaying the creatures therein by hundreds and by thousands. Hear them shouting, Lo, there goes a thief! There is a daring wretch that has laid his impious hands on the sacred horse and spoiled the precious sacrifice, and countless myriads go down before their blind fury. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.